I'm sitting here with can I should I use your first name or not?
Sure.
Okay, with Carl, who runs the Ogoe Maniacs blog, which I found out about from the Weekly Anime Review guy mentioned it, because he became a really big fan of Genshin, and then he was like, oh, there's this blog, and it's just devoted to Ogoe, and I'm like, I'm totally into that, having now read the end of the Genshin manga series. And then at first I was sort of like, who's Ogoe? Because I bought this doujin online, kind of blind, and it had Ogoe as a character, but I hadn't read the translation. I don't actually know. I don't remember it offhand. It was just Mandarake online, so who knows? But and I'm like, who's this weird character? And she finally shows up at like the end of, or after several manga volumes. Anyway, but I've been reading your blog, so and then it was kind of weird to slowly realize, I'm like, oh, this is another girl who also likes Ogoe, and not really the case. After there was finally like a gender specific post, and I'm like, wait a second, you're a guy? And then like later there were several posts that mentioned like New York City specifically. I'm like, you live in New York City? So then it's sort of, I don't know. So that's what we have here today.
Hi, yes, my name is Carl. I love certain characters with vertical ponytails.
Is that it?
I guess, what should I talk about?
I don't know.
I'm not sure.
But why did you start the blog?
Oh, I'm not sure. Like, I wrote a few posts on other people's blogs, one on Hazy Democracy, another on another friend's, and after a while I decided, hey, why don't I start my own? And I needed a name, and this first thing that popped into my mind. The name is actually pretty nerdy, in that Ogoe Maniacs is a reference to both Ogoe and Akane from Kimi ga no Zomoe, and because they share the same voice actor, Musashi Kaori. So, and then there was that OVA spinoff, Akane Maniacs, which, you know, that's pretty much the origin of the name. I like anime, and I like talking about it, writing about it, and understanding deeper trends in animation. Though I focus on Japanese, I still like other forms.
Wait, so you were in Japan and you took like Japanese classes for a while. I'm interested in knowing about like what school you went to, and like, did you take Japanese like for, hopefully for some kind of work thing, or was it just for fun?
Did you take Japanese classes or?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I started taking Japanese after I finished Spanish in high school. I took the Regents in. Do you know what the Regents are?
Yeah. Friends.
Yeah.
From here.
Okay, yeah, so I took the Regents, and I went in Japanese, and I continued through college. I had to sort of repeat a year just because the way the curriculums didn't quite match up. In junior year, I went to study in Atsugi, Japan, which is in Kanagawa Prefecture, about an hour and a half from Tokyo. And I went to Tokyo Polytechnic University, which may be incriminating me at this point, and I studied animation. They had just basically started an animation program a few years ago, and I was basically their first American exchange student. Do you want me to talk about the school? Or?
Yeah, I mean, I'm interested in it. Is it like a trade school, or is it like a program within a bigger university?
I think it's sort of a combination of both, in that it has, it's actually divided into two campuses. One is in Natsugi, the other one is in Nakano, which is much closer to Tokyo proper. And like the classes I took, one thing is that I couldn't take too many history classes just because my language skills were still limited, and the teachers mumble a lot. And like I remember one student's like, yeah, I don't. One student who is Japanese, lived in Japan, he said, yeah, I don't get it either. So.
So did you study traditional animation or like 3D?
A little bit of both. Yeah.
Is it like a 2-year degree or a 4-year?
Oh, I studied only for a semester, but I believe I studied only for a semester, so it's not like my full college experience. But I believe it was a 4-year thing, based on the people I knew. I got in some interesting conversations where I remember telling one person, a senior, that Gundam Wing was the first Gundam to come out in the U.S., and he was like, what?
He's like really surprised.
Yeah, he's like, oh.
I've heard that Gundam is much bigger in Canada because it got broadcast there.
All right, oh,
so
I heard about that.
You get
yeah.
a lot more Gundam fans for
yeah,
Canadian.
Let's see.
So then, do you plan to like work in animation, or that was just a one semester class?
I always liked animation. The thing is that maybe I haven't practiced as much as I should. So as much as I want to right now, I'm not sure if I can. I'm actually currently going through the joy of finding employment. So
okay.
We'll see where I end up. Oh yeah, one thing, this is kind of, I guess, maybe weird to say, is that one thing that I really liked about Tokyo Koge Daigaku was their library, because it had a really good animation collection. Like, and this is 2005, so not everything came out yet. I went there, I watched all of Zambot 3, Daitarn 3, Ideon, parts of Raiden, and a few episodes of Tetsujin 28, or Gigantor, which is, and one of my teachers, he told me that when in his youth, and he's a pretty old guy, he did animation for Gigantor, but the story he told me was that he was young and inexperienced, so he was only allowed to draw planes and people, and never the robot. That's only for the serious animators. Yeah.
You think people are harder to draw than planes, or I don't know. My ridiculous kind of specific question too, because I watched a lot of movies in like the NYU library where they had like a really good library of films. But did you have to sit in like a cubicle, or did you have like what kind of space did you?
It was basically a cubicle. I sometimes considered happening to bring my laptop and putting the DVD in there, and then opening certain programs, but one thing is that my laptop at the time had no battery life, I didn't have the right driver, so it would have been a very, very, very slow transformation, as in it would probably take in a few hours, so I decided against that. Though I did end up buying Zambot 3 from a local store, and I recommend that everyone watch it, because it's actually out-subbed by Shin Getter Subs for a few months now.
So when you went there, did you get were you using like financial aid and stuff to pay for it, or are you independently wealthy?
I have no wealth. Actually, the thing is that it basically, I paid tuition to my normal college, and it kind of transferred over to, you pay normal tuition and you go there. So there's no like different tuition, though. My college is still pretty expensive. Well, it's still pretty expensive though. So that was, in that respect, because my tuition is fairly high and went there, I had a delightful diet of rice and natto. I got hooked on natto there, so.
I have a friend of mine who she shocks Japanese people by telling them how much she loves natto, and they're like, no way! Like, they think there's no way like a non-Japanese person could ever like natto. I think its health properties are a lie. I don't think that it's probably good for you at all, but that's just my opinion.
I don't know. Let's see. Well, I'm not sure. I felt like, I'm not sure if this is accurate, this might just be my memory, my mind playing tricks with my mind, but they say that natto is good for, say, when you get cuts and bruises, it helps you heal faster, and I felt that. At the same time, I also ate more oranges there, and I biked more often, so it might have been a combination of things, so vitamin C prevents the scurvy.
How much does natto, what is the price point?
Oh man, that's why it's so cheap, that's why I liked it so much. If you get, typically I believe it was 85 cents for a pack of three, or four, and you sometimes get deals to up to 50 yen, which is roughly 50 cents. So lunch, it was so cheap, and it's healthy, and it's much better than equivalent price goods such as, what do you call it? Buying instant ramen every day, ramen. If you don't want to do that, if you want to live purely without cooking, the 7-Elevens, the Lawson's, Family Marts, PM, they all have good box lunches, bento. They, are pretty cheap and they're pretty filling, so, yeah.
There are some guys from Noob TV here. This con is really weird so far. So let's see. Who do you think are the readers of your blog? I mean, besides crazy people like me.
I'm not sure. Based on hits, it's mostly people who are on Anime Nano. Yeah. Okay, yeah, it's mostly people who are on Anime Nano. I get a few comments from people. I'm really not sure. I get some feedback sometimes, but they tend to be from, I see other bloggers, occasionally I get a post from. There's one person who talked about how, it's like, oh, I finally discovered someone who likes Ogiwe as much as I do. And what's funny is that on April Fool's, did you see my April Fool's blog post? I changed the name of the blog to Rao Maniacs, and it has a picture of Rao doing the, Waga Shogai ni Ippen no Kure Nashi, whole I have no regrets line, and he basically pasted his post from the last time, only he replaced all the words with oh, which is pretty great because it still says she and, you know, delicate and, you know.
All right, there's some kind of weird camera crew here, so I guess maybe I'll see what they're doing.
Some Japanese stuff.
All right, go. Do this again. This is a good one. All right, get in on this.
Were you at the Stan Lee Viz announcement?
You know, no, I was not, but I heard about it a little bit. But what happened?
Well, it was an announcement, but you missed something funny. There was some talk about Ultimo, and then,
right,
of course, the Viz announcement that they're going to simultaneously publish Shonen Jump magazine in English and Japanese with lag time.
Right. Well, they should have been doing that like 5 years ago.
All that stuff happened, and that's going to end it.
Right.
Apple, whoever else. And then they went to Q&A time, and, you know, some decent magazines were there, Associated Press were there, I think Animation, Insider Animation magazine was there, and then this guy was there.
Yeah.
And, you know, it was his turn to ask a question, and he's a big guy wearing a tank top, got a backwards hat on, got a weightlifting belt, got weightlifting gloves, looks like he had steroids for breakfast. He gets up there and he says, "Stan, I just want to say that you're the greatest creative mind, and what you've done for generations is just so amazing, and I want to say thank you so much." And he starts clapping, and everybody's going to clap for Stan Lee, even though this is very awkward, and as the applause get louder, he says, "You're the best creative mind ever," and the claps get a little louder, and then he says, "Ever!" And he goes, "Get yours!" And he's muscles are coming out, and everybody at the table is all of a sudden stopped clapping. They're like, "What?" They lean back, and Stan plays it off nice. He says, "Oh, well, thanks. I'll give you your payoff outside." And the Japanese are whispering to each other, and I couldn't hear what they said, but I know it probably went something like this. "Oh, in America, otaku, they're not the rooker I can do." Ever!